Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Dania Gross, Christine Labrie, Anne Ackerman-Carter, Coco, Joshua Pittman, Gary A. Bonilla, Lawrence Taylor, Bradley Beth, Soumya Sankavaram, Tech Orb. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 84 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I am your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today for another exciting episode, I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And what are you playing? Who are you playing? Why are you playing? How are you playing?
Grisop Drikak Amsterdam.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sasha Racket, and I don't know, because the rest of my life isn't satisfying. I want to play new games. Boldly Adventure. Alex, you've opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to count this because Lyd's having an existential crisis.
My reason for playing is apparently because I enjoy being tortured by Alex by being forced into confrontations with evil exes.
But mine is because I like my friends.
And I'm here because I like, you know, forcing casual misery on all the people that I know and love.
And admin.
And admin! I love lists.
Oh, the admin's okay.
Lists are great.
Loves admin.
With admin in mind, we should probably briefly recap what happened recently. You're in an office, basically. A massive, huge office. And you went and you met Isaac Newton, who was a bit off.
ish. And long story short, you have filled your bags with swag, carried as many bags as you can.
Yeah, we grabbed bags.
In fact, you turned bags into bags. Swag.
Yeah, bag swag. Swag. Hashtag bag for life.
Hashtag swag bag for life.
Hashtag in my bag.
We basically just should have put on, you know, like blindfolds with the eye holes cut out, stripy jumpers, and put dollar signs on all these bags as we carried them.
Pretty much. But more important than the swag, you are still actually in this pocket dimension within Isaac Newton's office.
Which is basically a bag.
now I think about it, yes. Helping.
What a
hashtag
gag.
Helping.
And it gives him a lot of swagger as well.
Okay.
Hashtag swag bag gag.
Stop. Stop compensating.
What's the word?
Lyd introduced it.
Stop compensating. Right. Just because James isn't here doesn't mean we all have to be unruly. I will turn this podcast around.
It's turning into a drag.
So.
This podcast is really lagging.
So.
Well, if Alex would just stop nagging us and get on with it.
This has gone so far off the rails so quickly.
He asked us to stay on track.
I have one request.
No, guys, we've really got to be pragmatic about this.
Enough.
He was like, guys, just focus.
Just a basic amount of self-control.
I'm focusing on crag puns.
So what is happening is you have collected all of your swag and are now heading back to... I'm just going to power through. You are heading back to Isaac Newton's office. You had a plan basically to ask him to get you out of there rather than a three-day trek through the floorboards again. And Liliana is in tow because she's decided it is time to present her research. She's coming with you because she wants to, not because you want her to. That's important.
I don't care. I don't care. He says convincingly.
So with that in mind, we will pick up with you are all outside Isaac's office in his house in his office.
Yep. I knock, but I don't wait for a response because I know he won't.
Look at you reading the room. Yeah, yeah. The door opens. Isaac's there. He's ignoring you.
Professor Newton, I'm so sorry to bother you again. You said it would be okay to ask you to just quickly get us back to the outside once we were ready to go.
Yep, sure.
Didn't mean to trespass on your time. But thank you so much for all your help. It's really appreciated.
It means we'll be gone quicker, so, you know.
Yes, it does. That's a thing. Mm-hmm.
Silver lining.
So, Liliana, you going too? Yes. Great. Where do you want to go, all of you?
The door of your office.
Which one?
The real one. The big
Which
one. The one in Prague University.
We want to go back to the university, all right?
Send us to the Central Grand Council Chamber.
All right. Calm down. God. Bang. You immediately blink out of existence.
Oh, dear.
And blink back into an existence.
Oh, my goodness.
We can only hope that you're the same person, so, although you cease to exist for an infinitesimal amount of time.
Continuity of self is
Well, we were completely
overrated.
Destroyed and rebuilt. Are we the same person? Are our souls the same?
Magic!
Yes, because I'm still blessed by
you
Artemis.
All, you appear outside the central chambers of the magical university. You know the ones I mean. Bertie's body's still there, presumably, but the door is closed and there's no one in the corridor currently.
Oh, he missed.
Well, you can't teleport into that room. Probably put us at the closest possible place.
Don't know, I'd have expected more from the great Professor Isaac Newton.
We can't break all the physical laws of the universe, just most of them. Well, okay, I wonder if anyone's in there. I knock and again open the door. Waiting for people to respond after knocking is so passe.
You've come such a long way, Hamid. Such a long way.
He's a leader in the making.
The door is so dynamic. Mm. So the door opens and inside there is the now shrouded body of Bertie still upon the table. And you see the sergeant, let's call him. The official who originally insisted on you being detained but not attacked.
Oh, God, I hated him.
He turns around and just kind of looks a bit surprised to see you.
Watcher.
What?
Hello? What?
Oh, I've got Kafka's assistant here. Might be able to help with your inquiries.
Oh, that gets a reaction from him.
You know, the one you accused me of having something to do with the disappearance of?
Yeah.
That one.
And the one that you were not looking for when you were haranguing us in your interrogation cells, which was very successful, I have to say.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Ha!
Good.
Natural one from me.
Good.
Oh, natural one from me.
Yay! Excellent, this is going so well.
I got 20.
20.
But not naturally.
No, an unnatural 20.
An unnatural 20.
So, yes, you notice, and everyone else absolutely does not notice, the second that you arrived, Liliana's just been walking off. Like, this, you appeared, and she immediately just started off down the corridor. So while they're saying, we've got this person, she's not there. She's, like, going round the corner as they're saying that. I mean, who? I'm not seeing...
Sasha is not going to say anything, but because she's super fast,
yes,
she's just going to run and be in front of Liliana.
Mm-hmm. Like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm...
You're
like,
preternaturally fast.
I am twice as... I mean, I assume she's not optimised for speed.
Funnily enough, she is not.
She's a halfling wizard.
So. Right. No. So I'm just going to stand in front of her and play with my shiny new daggers. So, yes. They're over there. Mate.
Oh, now that we're out of the pocket dimension, I've actually stuffed most of our swag into my bag of holding rather than trying to carry it in my arms temporarily.
I'm going to be honest, I kind of really wanted you to leave the snow globe and immediately be crushed under your own swag in the high gravity. Didn't happen. I laid that trap, but it didn't happen.
Right, so, yeah, they're over there, mate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're going to have to go over there and answer some questions.
I mean, I don't really see why.
Sarah,
isn't it? Oh, wait!
And I'll run up, but there's no...
just literally playing with the daggers through her fingers, just standing in front of her, and as Liliana might try and move to either side, she's not gonna win this with words. She's gonna use words. All right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it looks like Sasha's got you, but seriously, if you keep walking away, I'll just shoot your knees off.
Of course, Hamid's friends will threaten to shoot my knees off.
Oh, no, I'm not a friend. I'm a work colleague and a bounty hunter. And we're bounty hunting you because you're a wanted prisoner. So if you want to go and ask, you're under arrest. How did you not get that when we got you and we said you were under arrest?
Yeah, what he said.
Like, Isaac Newton has really rubbed off on you because you are just a horribly aloof, irritating, sentient creature.
As this conversation's happening, the guard has come up and gently places a hand on Liliana's shoulder. I wouldn't mind having some of my questions answered as well. He steers her. She's actually, you know, not built particularly hardily. It starts showing up, actually. Hamid, over the course of this, has started getting kind of hardy for a halfling. And by comparison, she kind of looks a bit weedy, kind of like an academic that should have gone outside a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, he has, like, 2 figures worth of hit points.
Also, yeah. His core muscles will be rock hard from that thrown up he's been
doing. It's
true. I haven't thrown up in, like...
weeks.
Ages.
Days.
Ages. I'm not sure I've thrown up since season one, guys. Have I thrown up at all in season two?
Yes. So, the captain of the guard starts walking Liliana away and over his shoulder goes, you're still with that wild guy?
Yeah.
Carry on then. And he just marches her out of your life.
Right. Well, that's that done.
Yeah, she didn't seem all that nice.
Hamid doesn't really respond. Just all kind right. of rolls his eyes slightly.
All silences are awkward for Sasha. Yeah. So she doesn't notice the difference.
So what's next?
Well, I suppose we present this research to Wild and then see about... I mean, I need to go to Cairo for my sister's funeral.
Let's go there, then.
I mean, it's on our route anyway. We've got things to do there.
That's Hamid, 2 reasons.
Hamid, we'll go for your sister's funeral, mate. It's.
Thank you. Where is Wild when you need him?
Well, do you not have a, like, ways of communicating with him?
No, he just turns up and irritates.
Yeah,
just says bad puns and then...
Right.
It's done. Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of witticisms. Like you follow the witticisms.
We're a deniable asset, so you know we don't want to.
Okay. He's got to be staying in the university somewhere, right?
Yeah, he'll be around here somewhere.
Like, I suppose there's a moment where we all awkwardly stand there and look around because usually he's there if you don't want him.
Wild?
Wild?
No.
All right.
Where did we see him last?
Canteen.
Yeah, let's head there.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Wild was behind us all along.
20. 24.
22.
It never rains but it pours. So as Liliana was heading off, you see that something has been left on the corridor floor as she was leaving, most likely dropped.
Corridor
again,
floor.
You did quite well in perception, so yeah, it looks like it was cast aside as opposed to like deliberately left or anything. It appears to be some kind of small crystal.
I'll go and pick it up. No, I won't. No, I won't.
So you're going to go with your bare hands?
I will go, oh, just a second.
What? And then I'm going to halfway to picking it up.
which is a check if it's magical first, maybe?
I assume it is. Everything is around here.
Poke it with my foot.
It goes clatter, clatter, clatter.
Nah, seems fine.
And glows a bit.
All right, maybe it's a bit.
I cast Detect Magic.
So it has a very strong conjuration effect upon it. When it rattled a bit, it sort of gave a brief glow and then went away again.
Can I poke it with a dagger? I'm going to poke it with a dagger.
It's got an aura of like summoning or something. It may have a creature trapped inside it. Clink, or it might be part of that whole... Don't do that. Do you remember the basement in France?
Give me a perception
Paris,
check, Sasha.
Where we let out those giant elementals.
Yeah, and then like...
It might be that.
We totally fought them, right?
No! We let them fight each other while we ran away. Because they would have killed us.
We got an 18.
An 18? Something's moving in your pack.
Ooh. Takes a pack off. I think Wild might be in my rucksack.
Wait, what?
I mean, he always turns up, right? And there's something. Open the pack.
So you're digging around. It doesn't really seem to be doing anything. But as you're digging around, the crystal begins to...
Crystal's doing something.
And there's definitely movement coming from in your pack. You're digging around.
What did you put in there? Is it paired with something?
Right at the very bottom of the pack. Yeah. You find the metal orb that you nicked from the secret study of Francois Henri right in the depths of Paris. And it's rattling slightly.
Right, so...
Sasha, what is that?
I don't know. It's just a ball of stuff.
Where did you get it?
We've been in some weird places, mate. It's best not to ask.
What's it?
Move it away from the crystal!
Oh, move it towards me!
Yeah!
I thought it was going to do something.
Yeah, that was really anticlimactic. Yeah.
A voice comes out that all of you recognise, apart from Grizzop. So actually just two of you recognise. Yeah. I've lost a lot of party members along the way.
Hello.
What's the voice, you recognise it?
Wait, is that Mr. Ceiling? That's our...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Undo it.
Turn it off.
What? It's just a... Hello.
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 All right.
No.
Right.
Okay, it's copying me.
Hello.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I...
Where did you get that bauble, Sasha?
I'm not a bauble. I'm an orb.
Well, where did you get the orb?
A bauble.
Hamid.
Oh, it wasn't that good. You don't deserve that laugh that you're giving yourself.
Bauble.
Take it back.
I'm laughing at other people's reaction.
Why are you both so scared of the orb?
I don't know. Hello, dear. I'm an orb.
Hi, orb.
Hello.
Don't.
I'm Grizzop.
Hello, Grizzop.
Just don't give it any ideas.
Do not talk about morality with
what's morality?
No!
Oh, God, why?
It's when...
Oh!
No! Don't answer
it! Put it in a bag of holding!
No, don't
put it in a bag of holding.
I've got some really good rules.
No!
Yeah.
Good bum!
No!
Yes!
So.
You don't have good rules.
I do. Ultimately, the Church of Artemis' rules, they're great rules.
No,
rules I live by.
You have rules.
Rules everyone should live by, really.
You have rules that you live by because you're a person and you understand how sometimes rules have to be flexible. What if you didn't?
But they're really good rules.
Can you promise me that every single rule is logically compatible in all ways and will never produce a harmful outcome?
Or, like, say...
Well, some of the rules are about causing harm, so no.
Well, exactly.
No, but causing harm in the right context.
So,
no! That voice was the same as the voice of the evil creature that lived under Paris and was trying to take over the world
evil...
and had a very... Evil is the wrong word.
Evil is a complicated term.
Yes. It was trying to take over the world, and it had some very strange ideas about morality,
and it
was bad. It was very bad.
It didn't have any rules.
No,
like rules
it had a lot of rules.
It had too many rules, and they did not lead to the outcomes we thought they would, or anyone else thought they would.
It thought it was helping people.
It genuinely did.
It ended up with a lot of brains in vats, and zombies, and memory wipes, and you know how the world totally fell apart, like, a month ago?
Yeah, I had heard.
Yeah, that was that.
Right.
Well, wait, really, so it was us that? Turning that off.
Wait, so it was doing good?
No.
Because the world fell apart when
some,
you turned it off.
Some of the good was a byproduct of the evil.
Yeah.
Evil is a complicated term.
You said that.
I'd stick to it.
There were a lot of bodies.
Well, because it didn't have dry garden anymore, whatever. Why isn't it now in your backpack?
That's a good question, Sasha.
Look, sometimes...
And why did this... And why did this?
He says, picking up the crystal.
Which is now not glowing anymore.
Okay.
So why did this cause it to do a thing?
So it looks to me like that crystal is part of the energy, the multiple elemental energy matrix that sustained that creature under Paris and is probably part of the power system for the simulacrum, which is the thing we're trying to investigate the entire production of.
So if it looks like it's gone, right?
Well, it's probably a quarter of the power source.
Yeah, yeah.
From what we saw, you needed all four. But all right. It'd be just enough to animate some section.
Yeah, but maybe because there's no power anymore, it'll die.
Well,
and you'll have an orb corpse.
We didn't think there was any power in it until the orb...
Hammond gets to do it!
Stop blurring the lines!
This is orbful.
Won't.
You are one more pun away from psychic damage. I haven't given negative levels due to psychic damage before, but I can start.
Anyway.
Right, basically,
does that orb have the voice of Mr. Ceiling?
Look, sometimes we come across interesting objects, and I am a collector. So it was just lying around.
Did you steal it?
In the office.
Which office? The secret hidden one in the basement behind the power station.
Well,
I'm going to take a break there.
The one that we burned down to stop the secrets ever being released into the world.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back. So, I'm sure
Well, we could just smash it with a hammer.
I mean, it's a very powerful magical object. That might not work.
I could give it a go. got a hammer.
Yeah.
Well, Bertie knew that dodgy blacksmith that was going to torture his sword, so you just smash it with a hammer. A magic hammer.
I mean, I suggest just not putting it near a power source. It was
you
clearly,
did, though.
It was clearly asleep until we did that.
Yeah, well, that genie's out of the bottle, isn't it?
No, it's back in a bottle, or rather,
no, it's in a bag.
Bag of holding.
Well, it's in an extra-dimensional space where it probably can't do
any
harm.
We'll drop it down a well, then.
People have a habit of finding things that you drop at the bottom
of wells. Fire
it
into the sky, then.
Look, let's just talk to Wild. I don't think it's
all right, let's go to
deal.
A canteen.
Well, I'm just a bit... Just while it's the three of us, I'm a little worried that giving it to anyone else might lead them to misuse the knowledge and power that it could provide.
So let's smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, I'm
we can try.
That.
We can try.
All right, we'll get it out then.
Could we put the power source in a different bag of holding first?
Okay.
Now that we've got so many.
So now we're on one side of a river. And we've got two bags of holding, and you can't have. You can't have.
How did that fox get in here?
God, a hammer, a fox. A power source, a bag of holding. And
if you take the wrong ones, a singularity happens halfway across the river.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'll grab a bag of holding that we grabbed and...
We have
so many
bags of holding.
Pop the crystal in it.
Okay.
I'm going to now look at which of these bags of holding, I don't know which one it's in, pulled out four bags of holding.
Just pull them all out.
No, we don't know what's in there or how much. We just,
well, it's more evil orbs.
Just be careful.
What we find.
Starts shaking a bag of holding out.
It's full of dirt.
Aww.
Just loads of dirt. Like, far more dirt than the bag can... Like, a pile of dirt is now in the corridor because you just upended it and it's just...
Why would you have a bag of holding full of dirt? Oh, well.
Maybe he needed to grow vegetables in that
dimension. I cast Detect Magic again.
It's mundane dirt. He just had a bag of dirt.
I bet that he needed to bring all the soil for his garden.
Oh, that's
from
true.
From the outside.
Still a bit weird, though, isn't it?
Well, but...
Empty the next one.
It's more dirt. You now have, like, filled the space of corridor that you are in. It's just so much dirt. Just...
Are we going to have to root through this,
like,
dirt?
There's literally a literal ton of dirt now in this corridor.
A haystack, but...
What about the third one? Third bag's a charm.
Okay, let's get out of the corridor because we now can't get into the main council chamber.
Oh, yeah, the council chamber is now buried. In a lot of ways, you've buried your friend, finally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How macabre.
Bring that tone back down.
Right.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah. Wait, why are we...
Bertie's on the table. You've buried the door.
Oh, yeah, but people can... Oh, they can't teleport in and out.
No, they can't.
All right.
Also, to be fair, Alex said friend and...
You know what? Yeah, that's fair. That's on me.
Colleague.
We couldn't tell who you were talking about. The two concepts are so far apart. All right, maybe we should go outside.
Yeah, I mean, should we just...
Should we just go find
out whether there's anything in this dirt first?
Well, you can dig through it if you want.
Go on.
I mean...
Should we go outside?
Yeah. Just go on then.
In you go. Might be a shovel in the third bag.
You can give me a perception check if you want.
I'm going to.
Give me a perception check. So per square foot of dirt, if you want to search 2 metric tons of soil, you're looking at about...
It'll take 10.
You take 10. January comes by.
Pretty sure the bags of holding can only hold £500 each.
It's very true. You've got me.
That is a 26.
26.
Perception check.
You're pretty certain. It's all dirt.
It's all dirt. Good. Well,
it's
nice to be sure.
Right, so yeah, let's
go
out.
Oh, I'm filthy. I cast Prestidigitation.
You're now not filthy. You're still in a corridor full of
dirt.
Let's
get out of here.
Right. I was already leaving. Come on.
All right.
So outside, and then I'll shake out the other bags they're holding.
Loads more dirt comes out of them. So the third one, you empty outside, let's say, what, on the steps of the Dean House? Look, dirt everywhere. And then the last one, dirt. Ding, 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 ding.
Ah, there we go. We're now on a floating island in the sky.
You're on a floating university in the sky
that is
currently under martial law held by the Cult of Mars. Right. And you are emptying more dirt than should fit into a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is all very straightforward stuff.
What is
when
happening?
When you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
When the dirt falls over the side of...
Oh, you're
like
in the middle
island.
Of an island.
What happens? Like, does
I mean, it hits the ground.
Does it fall immediately, or is there a like magical force field keeping everything up? You know?
The orb is rolling away.
Okay, I'll grab the orb.
So, all right, I've got a dagger here. Just hand over here and I'll just try and smash it.
Well, I'll sit down, cross-legged, sort of with the orb in between my legs held with my thighs, grab the dagger with both my hands and ram it down on top of the thing.
You make a significant, like, dink in it.
Keep going until...
Dink! Dink!
Ding, 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 ding.
How long are you willing to go for?
Say 10 minutes.
10 minutes? You know what? By the end of 10 minutes, you're starting to break through. There's a thick layer of metal around whatever's inside it. You know, like maybe a good half inch.
We could just try into the forge. We know where it is.
Let's talk to Wild.
I just think we need to be really careful.
Are you still in there?
You have managed to just break through that half inch of, like, ding, 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 because it has been denting a little bit.
Oh, well.
There's...
I've got leverage. I'll keep going then.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Some goo starts coming out.
What is goo?
What is that?
I don't know.
I'll keep going.
Is there a knowledge we could roll to work out what the goo is?
Yes.
It's necromantic,
which
though.
Knowledge?
So, can I have knowledge arcana from anyone who has it? And also, can I get a wisdom check from both Sasha and Hamid as a separate check?
Do nature or religion work?
No. This is both not natural and not of the gods.
If it's a bodily fluid, you can claim a heal check.
I got 10.
I'd allow that.
Okay, well, I'll do a heal check.
21 on knowledge arcana.
Yep.
And 18 on wisdom.
Okay.
And 15 on the heal check.
Okay.
I got 10 on wisdom.
So, Hamid, almost certainly this is... You remember that you did actually run into effectively one of these with Mr. Sealing. They were, like, one of them was acting as a guide for a while and stuff like that. They're most likely extensions of Mr. Sealing, but not necessarily Mr. Sealing himself.
Oh, that's really bad, then.
As the... In terms of what it is, though, it feels like an extension of not necessarily its own thing. In terms of your wisdom check, that was what you remember, and pairing that with your arcana check. Grizzop.
Yeah?
You know that smell. That's brain juice.
Oh, it's brain juice.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes,
I mean,
probably a bit
ran
of
on
brains. All right, well, let's definitely kill it. Stab, 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 stab.
Maybe, wait...
I'm stabbing.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm just gonna layer into this. Dink, dink, dink. You carry on.
I don't know what Hamid knows, so wouldn't.
I mean, I'm just a little worried that it wasn't an independent actor and it was somehow joined to a larger instance of Mr. Sealing.
Maybe you stop because you might be making it angry.
No. I don't. It's probably isolated. It's probably just an isolated thing, and it didn't have any other knowledge, and destroying it is the right thing to do, but...
Just in case...
That's fine. Let's...
Oh, you've made it. You've managed to lever it to the point where it is effectively a solid ore, but you are able to start bending, like, bits of it out and stuff.
Yeah.
What looks to be in there is...
Chunks of brain.
A brain. A person's brain. And an enormous amount of stuff.
Okay.
Like crystals and metal.
Given a person's brain, how big is it?
The orb.
Oh, I thought it was like a tennis ball.
Our listeners can't necessarily hear.
No, I figure I'll just use...
It's about
a basketball. It's about the size of a brain.
You were all imagining tennis ball, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But he meant basketball.
He did mean basketball. Yeah. So using my extensive knowledge of the... of general humanoid morphology, I stick my dagger in it and whiz it around, because that usually does for brains.
Squelchy squelch. Squelch, 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 squelchy squelch. Squelch, squelch.
Sorted.
I cast acid splash a couple of times just to dissolve the remnants.
I'll scrabble away from it.
You now have a brain soup.
There you go. Dealt with.
Good.
We're happy?
I'm going to praise the crystals.
It's been quite a traumatic week, so not especially, but I'm glad that this specific problem has been dealt with.
Do you want to appraise it?
Yeah, I want to appraise all the stuff that's on the inside. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Nice.
Plus a bonus of 9.
Utterly worthless. He messed it all up using the acid. It would have probably been worth loads. Really delicate stuff.
Right. Anyone got a bin? Don't want to litter.
We'll stick it back in one of the bags of holding.
All right.
Wait. Takes both halves, puts them in different bags of holding.
Good plan.
Okay.
We should hold on to that potential magical power source, though. That could come in useful in some...
Well, that's in this bag of
holding. Less evil.
Should we go for a wild?
Yeah, grand.
Go to the canteen.
Right. After about 45 minutes, Wild comes in and looks annoyed. Why are you here?
Hamid says...
Did I miss something?
Finishing off his second plate of food. We needed to eat.
So what? Right, okay. He composes himself. You went into the study.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then came for some food.
How are we supposed to find you?
I was at the door. I have been waiting.
Well, you know that.
You went in, you disappeared, and then...
Well, it took us 3 days. We didn't think you'd still be there.
3 days? Look, it's been about an hour since you went in.
Whee!
Oh!
So...
I haven't lost any time.
Well, we spent several days in there.
Yeah. Wait, not of my age? Oh, no! What?
I feel like I'm missing something.
It was a dimension.
Well...
Newton has his own...
It's a dick.
Newton has done something pretty dramatic to both space and time.
What's
within
Newton?
That office.
I don't know what.
Anyway,
we
got Liliana. Handed Liliana into
the Mars.
Where
is she?
Handed Liliana into the Mars people.
Why?
Because they're doing the investigation.
No,
Wild.
Don't do that.
They're doing the investigation. But we've got research for you. Here you go. Happy birthday? I don't know.
Oh, thanks. I'd say you shouldn't have, but you definitely should have, and I'm glad you did.
It's details on the power source used behind both the thing we destroyed under Paris, as well as probably the power source of the simulacrum. Of course, it has been miniaturised.
Okay.
There's no one else sitting next to us.
he starts leafing it through.
I
okay, brilliant.
My so magic
next?
Ears.
What next?
Well, so...
We get to leave a city without it exploding behind us. That's an improvement.
Well,
unusual.
I mean, the university's under martial law, so in a very social sense, it has kind of imploded the previous balance between the town and the gown.
What are we
whereas...
doing?
All right,
what's
Amid?
Next? So, basically, Wild stares for a moment at Sasha and Hamid going off on one, then just blanks them and just turns to Grizzop. So, as far as I'm aware, there are still a couple of locations that we'll need investigating.
Cool, what are they? Where's the closest one?
Well, I've still got all the details, Oscar.
Oh, no, we're going to Cairo.
But we need to go to Cairo first.
Sure, that makes sense. I can't get you off the university for the next couple of days. I told you it's going to be locked down for at least 3.
Would they make exceptions for, like, a family funeral, though?
They made exceptions to not lock you up and interrogate you all. I think that's as much exception as I'm going to get from the Mars Lodge. You know, they're not exactly known for anything apart from smashing.
Oh, hang
things,
on a minute.
Really.
What about that vacant chap?
Hmm?
The one who keeps going to everyone.
Oh, Einstein.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, he went on the run with the other senior university figures.
Oh.
Because, you know, they were anti-merit.
Anyone checked his office?
Wild does that really annoying thing of then looking from Grizzup to Hamid and Sasha. Does this one not listen?
This one?
Yeah, all right, Wild.
He's very competent,
yeah,
Wild.
Yeah, he's good.
He's been a really valuable addition, actually.
I
also, please use my name unless you're, this one. Do you want me to shoot your knees off?
Right, so anyway...
Can I send a message down to the city?
No, it's locked down
not
for 3 days.
Not at all, no messages.
If we got, like, a glider, could we jump off?
Maybe, I mean...
What? Right.
Oh, no,
so,
I hadn't...
I'm quite good at acrobatics.
Do you want to give me just set up?
Skyrim has taught me anything... Morrowind, rather. That's
you're in danger of some psychic damage.
What, that popular, popular epic play that we watched.
Yeah, that's great. It trains you that if you train your acrobatics high enough, you can jump off a mountain.
Yeah, and it is interesting how they recast the meritocrats as sort of more deadly time-eating beings. I thought it was a very good social commentary, actually.
Yeah, that's great.
I'd say in your own time, but we wouldn't record anything. So,
but what I was going to say before distracted by that excellent piece of culture is that Einstein chap. He doesn't seem like if he goes on the run, he might just go back to his office for a nice sleep. So I'll go check his office, see if he's there.
Yeah. Or like Amid, do you know any magic
all
people
right.
here that might be able to get us off the island?
Thank you for finishing that sentence.
So, I mean, Grizzop gets down and just runs out the room.
He's gone.
Probably not, no.
All right, well, let's go to this office then.
Okay.
I mean, Sasha walks, but her walk speed is about as fast as most people running. So,
I'm the same speed as a fully-sized humanoid. Not you, but like a normal one. So,
Wild accompanies you, because why wouldn't he? heading back, and yeah, you head back up. Up the stairs, 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 up the stairs. You finally make it back to Einstein's study.
Yeah. Poke the doorknob.
What? You're in.
Einstein! Anyone? Hello?
Gideon?
Still nothing.
I wonder if that crow could help.
Well, he's not in the office. Fair enough. Well, we're stuck here for the next couple of days.
Everyone else comes in, as does Wilde.
Yeah, what... Maybe there's some teleporty magic. Oh,
well, unless we find...
This is quite the puzzle, isn't it?
Unless we find a scroll, you know, that's it. Do they like, got to wait for days.
Do they, like, sell them at, like, the university shop? Could we just grab a scroll or teleport?
I mean, probably, yeah, but they might not be on sale right now.
What about...
We could nick one.
What about that ding-dong who was running the thing up and down?
Wilde starts just... rifling through Einstein's stuff, having a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out.
The student who teleported us up here, yeah. And down again. Well, we can find them.
Yeah, and apply some pressure.
What?
You know, when we got up to the... He took us back down because of the zombies,
I'm stuck.
That was the university's teleportation service, but again, that's one of the first things the Cult of Mars will have clamped down on if they want to stop travelling back and forth.
Them,
yeah.
And okay, so as fun as this
probably
is...
Probably be under watch.
I'm just going to go ahead and go do something.
All right, no, hang on a minute. So you're our handler, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to empower us to do our jobs, and our jobs are currently getting to Kara as quickly as possible. Yeah. So why don't you do your job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, thanks, bye!
Do that.
He just leaves.
Good.
He just leaves the room.
Glad he's gone.
Right. Well, that was unhelpful. I mean, I suppose we could spend a few days sitting around.
Everyone give me a perception check.
Oh, dear.
9.
15.
13.
Sasha, there's a very faint coming from Einstein's desk.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
He was hiding from Wilde. I would.
Hello?
Hey, Einstein.
What? Hello?
Could you, like, help us get to Cairo?
You need to yell. I'm far away.
Where are
Wait,
you?
Wait, hang on a minute.
Not so loud.
I'll walk up to the stone and then talk into it normally.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, there's detritus all over his desk, and, yeah, you pick up one of the stones that's just got a faint blue glow. And you remember, he gave you one to contact him in the event that you ran into Kafka.
I've been trying to reach you. You don't answer your stone. Why don't you answer your stone? You never answer your stone.
Well, how was it? It was on silent.
What do you mean it was on silent?
Okay, what's the point in having a stone if you don't answer it?
Well, how do we know to answer?
Do you have any idea how expensive that stone is?
No.
Do you have any idea how much work goes into making one of them? And
no.
You even use it?
No.
I'm going to do an appraise check on the stone. Ooh, 19. Plus 9.
I tell you what, if they could industrialise the process of making them, you reckon they could catch on.
Yeah.
You might want to add some kind of extra applications for extended utility.
Yeah, you could call them, we're giving their stones probably rockier.
I don't know, I just call them mobile stones. See, now that's a good joke. I'm on board with that joke. I like that one. Because it takes more work to get there.
So, what? Okay? I'll try and call you.
No, you're going to contact us. You're on the run from the authorities.
Anyway, could you just teleport us to Cairo, please?
Not without my sister's body.
Right, okay,
wait, not now then.
What? Make up mind.
Professor.
One second, I'm getting another call.
Mate, they'll transport your sister's body right there.
This guy is on the run from the authorities. Why is he helping us? Why are we accepting his help and not turning him in?
It's only on the run if you're running. I don't run anywhere.
Yeah,
technically I'm on the teleporting.
Also, to be honest, the Cult of Mars is just a real drag, so...
I mean, I don't like them. I'm just saying that perhaps it is correct for the senior university figures to answer for what they've done.
That is true. But maybe we could raise that after he's done us a favour.
That's a good point.
You know I can hear you, right?
Yes!
Great, it's working!
All right, could you, like, transport us to Cairo quick?
Professor, where are you? What are you doing?
Don't worry about that. Just transport us.
No, I think it matters.
I'm on a beach.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, mate.
What exactly is your plan?
I think he's going.
Probably. I'm on a beach.
Yeah, he's
it's gonna... lovely.
Can't tell. Maybe go paddling in an hour.
Yeah, have a swim.
Do you have any idea how stressful it is working at the university? I got to sit. I got to relax. It's great.
Yeah, no marking.
And you don't want to maybe help make up for all the things that went wrong and all the deaths that were caused?
Rock! What deaths? What do you mean?
What? No.
Well, hundreds of people died, literally.
Wow. What did you do?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Hammond. Okay.
Okay, one sec.
Let's just get...
So, Einstein teleports into the study just...
Now, look, Einstein, just a moment. You might have been indirectly responsible for his sister's death, so you can tell why he might be a bit stressed.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Well, you know, one of your number did try and turn everyone
into
zombies.
One of my what?
Number, you know, the council, Kafka. Remember Franz?
Oh,
Kafka?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, he went bad.
He went weird, huh?
Yeah, tried to kill everyone.
He's talking to you over his shoulder whilst he's packing a bag.
I mean, I'm trying to help. It's a lovely beach. What you want? Like, okay, I like you guys. I mean, not all of you, not all the time. In fact, I barely like you guys. What are you doing in my office?
Looking for you.
Oh, everyone's happy.
He starts packing again.
Could you just teleport us?
Yes.
To Cairo?
Yes.
Okay, let's... Hamid, let's just go there, right? Your sister's funeral can't happen until the body gets there.
Okay, bye!
He teleports out.
All right, well, that I closed that avenue of communication.
Well, no, I'm going to pick up the stone.
Einstein?
Oh, what?
You were supposed to teleport us to Cairo.
You didn't say that. You said, could I? Yes, it's lazy.
Please teleport us to Cairo.
Okay.
You teleport immediately into the middle of a sandstorm.
Ah!
You see nothing apart from...
Oh, okay, right.
And I think I'll end the episode there.
Wait, what? No!
Well, that went well. I think that went really well. I think you met helpful people. I think that you left a load of dirt in the university. And in the end, isn't that what winning is?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a big, long talk about good punning. You had me at Rockier.
That was good.
I didn't get a final, you know, goodbye to my ex who I now hate. And I didn't get to rub it in her face that I'm awesome. So I'm a bit disappointed.
Closure so last season. Anyway, we're going to wrap up there, and I hope everyone enjoys it and joins in next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
The door into the sort of central chambers where Body's Birth was presented and Sasha was healed using bad energy, not good energy. And you are outside the closed doors.
I had a mini breakdown.
Yes.
I screamed for
ages.
Hours,
yeah.
Hours.
Ages.
That must have been a pretty difficult editing job, actually.
Honestly, I just skipped the first 60 minutes.
I've got to say, it's negative energy. I don't really like you morally coding this energy.
It's not... bad. It's bad energy.
Hey, some of us really are limited. Just undead, and like the stigma is really worse than the actual condition. Like, so long as I get regular healing, it's really something you can just live with. It's just a factor of life.
I mean, technically,
this is basically the fantasy version of diabetes.
Oh God!
I mean, yeah, what he said.
Like, Isaac Newton has really rubbed off on you because you are just a horribly aloof, irritating human being. Not a human being.
Yeah.
Fantasy. Aloof. Sentient creature.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.